People following the World Series have said it is so dramatic, so compelling, it's just destined to go to a decisive Game 7. Now, LA Dodgers fans wanted to believe that, but I saw it last night. They were nervous beyond belief. But their Dodgers survived to play another day. There will be a Game 7 at Dodger Stadium tonight. LA beat Houston and tied the series. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Game 6 had the drama, but not the big-time hitting we've been seeing.
It was bound to happen. A World Series crammed with hits and homers had to cool off. And last night it did, when the pitchers finally heated up. The starters, Houston's Justin Verlander and LA's Rich Hill, were very good at times. But the relievers, who'd been pummeled throughout the series, they're the ones who wrote last night's script, especially the Dodgers bullpen.
The way that we believe in ourselves, you know, we come big today.
That's Dodgers closing pitcher Kenley Jansen. He'd given away two games in this series and lost a bit of invincibility. Last night, he got it back. He mowed down the last six Houston batters of the game, throwing only 19 pitches. His bullpen mate Brandon Morrow had perhaps an even bigger moment in the fifth inning. Morrow entered the game with Houston ahead 1-0. The Astros had the bases full and looked ready to explode for more. Dodgers fans knew that only two nights earlier, Morrow had a disastrous showing. During his appearance, the Dodgers went from 8-7 ahead to 11-8 behind. But last night, Morrow got Houston's Alex Bregman to ground out to end that fifth inning threat. That happened several times to the Astros as LA pitching and defense ruled in the Dodgers' 3-1 win. Asked about the missed opportunities, Houston manager A.J. Hinch said it was unfortunate, but no time to dwell.
If you carry any baggage into Game 7 of the World Series, then you're certainly misguided with your attention.
After a memorable six games, it's guaranteed heading into tonight, there's only positive, focused attention. Or, in the words of Houston's Game 7 starting pitcher Lance McCullers Jr., you've got two teams with a bunch of dogs in the clubhouse. No one is afraid. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.